Thank you for calling Igamos. This is Emily. How may I help you?
Emily, this is Mr. Green. I spoke to one of your representatives on yesterday morning regarding an account that was charged on my account from my PayPal account, and she went through it with me. It was a fraudulent charge. I have no idea what it was. So she said she was going to refund it, and she sent me an email as well. But it went through again. The charge did.
Let me have a look because Okay. Well, when we issue the refund, it may take some time for PayPal to process it. So I don't know if that's part of their process, but I think I'm able to find you with a phone number. Just one second.
Okay. Because the email I got has the account number on it too.
Okay. Could you confirm the name that would be on the account?
Terry Green.
Okay. So did you not, so you didn't sign up for the DeLorean buildup to receive?
No, I had no idea what it was. Went through all my records and with PayPal, and it was a fraudulent charge.
Okay. Well, I'm not certain. Let me check one moment. Okay, I do see the account was canceled.
Right.
It doesn't show, I think because it was a pending transaction, she wasn't able to refund it right away. But give me one second. What I'm going to do is cancel the authorization. Normally, it takes a few business days for PayPal to just drop the charge. Probably what happened is if you filed something with PayPal and then they told you to contact us or something of the sort, they may have removed it while they were looking at your dispute. And then after they told you to contact us, they probably just put it back until they heard from us. But I'm releasing the authorization, so I'm zeroing it out. I'm not able to stop the shipment because it's already processing, so you may have something show up in the mail or an email confirming shipment. That's fine. Anything that shows up at your door, you don't have to look at. You don't have to return to us. I'm sorry. You don't have to look at it either. You don't have to do anything with. But I have canceled the authorization that we had for the 5340, and I'm also refunding. There was a charge of $195 for the intra-shipment in April. I'm also going to be refunding that because that also went to the same PayPal account. So I'm marking those as fraudulent.
Yeah, because the $5340 already, I got charged for it. It already cleared my account.
Okay. Well, that's just how PayPal works. They do a pre-authorization, but they may take it from your card that it's linked to. That I would not know because that's PayPal itself. But we just had a pre-authorization with PayPal and I've canceled it. So I'm not sure if they'll just put the funds back to your card or if they'll just leave it as a credit on your PayPal account. But if that's the case, you should be able to, send it to the card that's on file. You would need to, if they don't refund it to your card, if they just leave it on your PayPal account, you might just need to tell PayPal to place it back on your card, but I'm canceling the charge on our side. So on our side, it's going to be all canceled and PayPal should either release the funds or put the funds back in your account.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
No problem. And I'm going to send you another email to confirm that for your record.
I sure appreciate that.
No problem. Was there anything else I could do for you today?
That should do it. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much for calling Igamos. You have a great weekend. I'm sorry for the issues.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.